Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, looking at Mishnah Dalet of this, the second parak. Shachat Taveshet Ufasakat Hagagiret. This is talking now about a behemah. If he cut the esophagus and then pulled out the trachea, or in opposite order, or shachat achad mehem mimtin la'ad shemeta, or he shechted one of them, either one of them, and then waited until the animal died, or shechlid et asakin tachad ashinim psakor, he did a chalada, so he stuck the knife in between the simanim and cut out. Rabbi Yishevav Omer Nevela, Rabbi Kiva Omer Trefa. We all agree you can't eat this animal. Question is, what is its status? Is it Matame, as Rabbi Yishevav says, Betumat Nevela, or is not, as Rabbi Kiva says? Call Rabbi Yishevav Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So he quoted Rabbi Yeshua and said, Kol Shenif Salav Shchitata, any time that the invalidity happened in the process of Shchita, Nevela. Then I said, Nevela, Kol Shchitata, even the Racher Garamla, Lipasel, but if the Shchita was proper, and something else caused it to be no good, then Trefa. Vahodalo, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva agreed with this approach and gave in and said it's a Nevela. Now, Vahodalo Akiva, the Gemara immediately challenged Ramini, Elu Trefot Bebehema. In the next parak, a very famous parak of Elu Trefot, it starts out with listing Elu Trefot Pemima, Nekuvat Haveshet Ufsukat HaGargeret. In other words, exactly our case. If there's a hole in the esophagus, or if the trachea is pulled out of the way, it's called a trefa. Now, Rabbi Yishevav never said it was a trefa, and Rabbi Kiva, according to our report, changed his mind, agreed it's not a trefa. So who is this? Amarava Lokasha, Kan Shachad Vasov Pasak, Kan Pasak Vasov Shachad. So, Rava's answer is simply, our Mishnah is talking about a case where you did Shechita first and then pulled out the trachea, in which case it is a Nevela, and this other case is where it's a Trefa, in the case in the third parak, where you first pulled out the trachea, now it's a Trefa, and then you did Shechita. Now, Shachar Vasov Pasak Nifselet Bishchitahi. If you did Shechita first, then the Psul happens in Shechita, therefore it's a Nevela. Pasak vasof shachad, but if you first you pulled it out, then kedivar acher garam lo lipasel dami. It's like something else caused it. So either Rav Acha bar Huna l'Rava, the two challenges here. First of all, shachad aveshet pasak l'ager, pasak l'ager v'chakar shachad aveshet. Our Mishnah gave both orders. Either did one then two, or two then one, and in both cases nevela, and that's what Rabbi Kiva agreed to. So Ema, so Rava said you can answer. It means ukvar shachad aveshet mikara. So he said, oh, our Mishnah should be read, either you shechted the veshet and then cut the gargaret, or you cut the gargaret after having shechted the veshet. So, Amarlei, shtei tshuvot padavar. So Acha says to Rava that there are two challenges to that. He said, first of all, I know kamaita, then the second case no different than the first case. V'ratnan v'acharkach, and the Mishnah also says v'acharkach, meaning one then two then one. So Rava gave a different answer. He said that the Mishnah in the third parak is not Elu Trefot, it's Elu Asurot. Yeshmen Nevelot, Yeshmen Trefot. Some of them are Nevelot, some of them are Trefot. And indeed, that first one is a Nevela, not a Trefot. Now, if that Mishnah is going to include all Psulim, Nevela or Trefa, should also count the very famous case of Chizkiah, the Marchizkiah, Asa Agistra. If you cut the animal on the back and chop it up, even though it's still alive when you finish, it's still a nevela and not a trefa. So, Namadi Rabbi Lazar, it should also count Rabbi Lazar's famous case. Rabbi Lazar, la yerech v'chalal shala. If the animal's leg and including the socket was taken out, nevela. These are both cases where the animal's still alive, barely, and it's called a nevela. The answer is exactly that. Kiktan nevela d'lo matam michayim. Our Mishnah, that Mishnah in the third parak according to this rewrite, was nevelot and trefot, but that's nevelot that only after they're dead. Then the purest kind of nevela. Aval nevela, tam mechaim, these two weird cases where the animal's still alive, and yet it's tamme, tumat nevela, while alive, loktani, didn't mention. So that was the first answer. Or it was Rava's answer. Shimon Lakisha mar kan shachat makom chetach, kan shachat shalom makom chetach. If you did shchita where the thing was cut, then it's one case, but if you did it in somewhere else, then it's another case, as follows. Shachad makom chetach nipsala b'shchitahi. If you shechted where the cut was, then it's nipsala b'shchitah, and it's a nevela. Shalom makom chetach, kidvar chagram, ali pasal damya, and it's a trefa. Umir Rishim el Lakish achi, but could he say that of Rishim el Lakish? Shachata kanev achakach nikvah reya. It's a very interesting halacha. He says if you cut only the trachea so far, and then the lung was punctured, kshera, the animal's kosher, just finished the esophagus. Why? Alma kaman demancha v'dikula damya. So in other words, what we say is that when you cut one siman, the rest of the animal's like in a bubble. So therefore, it couldn't be the case that you did one shchita and then the other thing went out and it would be in nevela. So achanami kaman demancha v'dikula damya. So Mechia bar Amar Miyochanan, that proper answer was not Reb Shimon Lakish's answer. Rav Lokasha kan kodem chazara kan lachar chazara. It's very simple that the Mishnah in the third parak represented Rabbi Akiva's opinion before he was convinced by Rabbi Yeshevav. He called it a trefa. We don't make the Tanaim memorize things differently. Once they're committed to a particular version, they stick with it. So the Eilu Trefot remains as it is, which means in essence, it's a little inaccurate. Now, let's look back at this lung issue. Gufa Rabbi Shimon Lakish shachat kanev achakach nikva rea. If you cut the trachea and then there's a hole appeared in the lung, kshera. Amar Rav, although Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish el rea, he said he only applied it to the lung. Ho'il b'chaye reatu yimakanet. It's part of the same system as the trachea. It's the breathing system, the respiratory system. But if you cut the trachea and then the stomach was punctured, that would still be a trefa. Magra Bizera, watch this challenge. He says, look, once you're saying that you had one siman cut and then it became a trefa, what do I care where the trefa is? Step back from that position and recanted. How do we know that? Not because he said so, because we figure out from this. Tabai Rabbi Zera, nikvu bnei me'ayim bein siman l'siman mahu. Let's say you cut one siman and then the stomach was punctured. What's its status? And what's his question? Do we say that we join the first siman that was before is punctured and the second one, which is afterwards, and say this is not a nevela because we consider it like a trefa, like anything else where the stomach was punctured and then the shechita happened? Or lo, do we say the reality has happened in the middle of shechita and it's a nevela? So we see that Rabbi Zeira considered the Bnei Me'ayim to be as much of a question as the lungs. We know Lavayna Dubai Ilfa, and in that discussion we said that should be the same as Ilfa's rule, which is Hotzi Ubarit Yadob in Siman the Siman. Remember, if you shecht an animal and it was pregnant, you knew or didn't know it was pregnant, then the animal inside is Nitar B'Shechitat Imat. It's permitted, you don't need it to shecht it at all, based on the Shechitah of its mother. So now what happens if the Ubar put its hand out between the Shechita of one Siman or another on the mother? Mahu. Do we say that the two Simanim again connect so that at least the arm is not a Nevela or not? And the only question that was asked there is it not a Nevela? Everybody agrees it's Asur. The question is Trefar Nevela. So that should be the same question. So perhaps not. Maybe Rabbi Zeira never changed his mind. Maybe he felt the whole time that it should be mutar. Maybe he's just saying, based on what Rava said, that Rav Shimon Lakish's ruling should be limited to things that are within the same system as what you cut, then I'll ask you about the Bnei Me'ayim. As far as I'm concerned, there's no difference. It should all be mutar. Very strange psak. He said, from Rav Shimon Lakish, who says this should be regarded as when you did when you cut the first siman, then that system is sort of in a bubble, that therefore you can feed a Yisrael the guts of this animal, but not a non-Jew. Why? My time, a Yisrael, the b'shchita talia milta, he depends on shchita to be able to eat it. Kevinika shchita malaiti shirlu. We have proper shchita in whatever sequence it happens, and therefore it's mutar. But goy, the minchirasa gilahu, mita talia milta, he depends on it dying. You could stab it, or shoot it, or whatever he wants to do, as long as it dies, so there's no violation of every minachai, hainike, anike, every minachai damu. This stomach that was sort of separated out after the shechita of one siman because got a puncture, therefore it is like every minachai. I was sitting with Rav Acha bar Yaakov. They're mentioning this idea, and I wanted to say the following. Mika immediately Israel Shailovid Kochav Masur. How could you ever have anything that Israel is allowed to do and a non-Jew is not allowed to do? It's the opposite. I didn't say anything because he gave a good reason of the difference between Shechita and Ev Minachai. Tanya Loko Racha B'Yakov. We have a brayta that goes against that, which is, this doesn't mean what it looks like it means. It means if you want to eat meat from an animal that was separated from the animal before it died, you're obviously going to eat from it after it died, but you want to eat meat that was taken from it before it died. Chotech Kazayit Pasar. Mibeit HaShechita. You take a kazayit of meat from exactly the spot where it's cut. You salt it well, and you wash it off, and then you wait till the animal dies. Goyim and Jews are allowed to eat this meat. In other words, we do not call it Eiver Min Achai for the Goy and say because Shechita is not a player for him, said if it's mutar for Yisrael, certainly it's mutar for a Goy. This supports Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian. This is a medicinal piece of advice that if you want to become healthy and strong, they believe that eating from very, very fresh meat would be the ticket for that. Exactly as we heard before. And Jews and non-Jews are allowed to do it, and it's not a violation of Nevelah, it is not a violation of Trefah, and it is not a violation of Ever Min HaChai. Okay, we'll pause and pick it up with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.